We turn to the legacy of the current commander-in-chief. President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act into law more than 6 years ago now. The main goals of Obamacare, as it's commonly known, were to create better health outcomes while also lowering costs. But that can be a pretty tricky balancing act, as evidenced here in California. Yesterday, the State Health Insurance Exchange, known as Covered California, released its proposed premiums for next year, and guess what? Prices are going up. Here to talk with us about what's behind the price hike and what it may mean for you is Chad Terhune, senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Chad, it's good to have you back with us here on Take Two.
Thanks for having me.
Just how much are these proposed price increases, and comparatively speaking, how sharp of an increase is it?
Yeah, we'll start statewide, and then we'll boil it down down to Los Angeles and by insurance company, which people would relate to. Statewide, the increase is going to be 13.2% statewide, and that's a big increase over the past 2 years. The past 2 years, California got a lot of credit. They negotiated a 4% average increase, and that's pretty low for health insurance, as many people would understand from looking at their bills or the amount that's taken out of their paycheck for health insurance. So California really outpaced the country the past 2 years, and now it's really rejoining the pack with a much bigger double-digit increase. So that's 13% average statewide, but you have some regions going up much higher, like 28%. You have some other regions like San Diego might be 10%. Now in Los Angeles, the increase on average will be about 14 to 16%. Orange County will be 14%. And then if you break it down by company, the two biggest insurers in the exchange, Blue Shield of California, Anthem Blue Cross, they're really driving the increase. They have more than half of the enrollment. And Blue Shield, for instance, is 20% on average. Anthem is 17%. So just from those numbers, you can see those two companies really drove the average up.
And Chad, these are a lot of numbers to keep track of based on region, based on provider. Just so folks know, we'll get a link to your piece on this up on our website, take2.org, so people can kind of compare and contrast. But overall, why are we seeing prices go up in some regions and with some companies, but by a fair bit?
Yeah, there's a number of factors going on here in the mix. One is a nationwide factor. There's two programs in the Affordable Care Act that were kind of a temporary cushion for health insurers. Because if you remember, one of the rules was they had to accept everyone regardless of our medical history and all our pre-existing conditions. So that was a big change in 2014. So to help out the insurers with big, expensive claims, there were these two programs that helped them financially. And those programs were always supposed to be temporary, and they expire this year. So next year, the insurer is saying, look, we don't have that backstop. We're going to have to charge a little more. And just the general cost of healthcare continues to go up. The Affordable Care Act has not really solved that problem yet. There's some promising ideas and things being worked on, but costs continue to go up. People probably heard a lot about specialty prescription drugs, you know, drugs that help cure hepatitis C that cost $100,000 a year, expensive cancer drugs. Those can be wonderful drugs, but they have big price tags, so the insurers cited that as well. And then they also talked about the rates they have been charging were probably a little too low, so some of this is a bit of a makeup.
I'd like to talk about reactions to these proposed increases, and they've been coming from all sorts of spheres. Let's talk first about the people who specialize in this thing, the health policy experts. You've been checking in with quite a few. What have they had to say about this?
Yeah, a couple of different reactions. Some were surprised at the magnitude of the increase in California, because California did really stand out for being a tough negotiator and keeping these increases in check. You know, to have 4% the past 2 years was really a big accomplishment, and California was not hesitant to brag about that. So to come in at 13%, that was a bit of a surprise to experts. They thought California still could maybe pull off another single-digit increase. Others were less surprised because they always thought, look, things eventually even out, and maybe the rates were too low here in California. And so it was a little bit of I told you so. Look, rates eventually had to go up a little faster.
And what what about consumers, Chad? I mean, we've heard in the past plenty of people saying, you know what, I'd rather take my chances and pay the penalty instead of paying for insurance through this exchange. What do you think? Might more people go that route in light of these potential price increases?
Yeah, I kind of think of it as two different groups. You have the people who already buy their own individual health insurance through the exchange, and you know, 90% of them get a federal subsidy to help pay for these premiums. So, you know, they're shielded from some of the increase, not all of it, but you know, they might have a policy that costs them $400 a month, but the government pays $300 of that, so they really only have to pay $100 a month. But if that's going up another $15, $20, and their rent is going up, and groceries are going up, gas is going up, you know, everybody has their household budget, this can be, you know, a burden on them. So people are worried about that, just what's happening to my premium. The people who are uninsured, certainly higher rates do not help bring them into the pool. So yeah, it's going to be harder to find new people to sign up with prices going up.
In just a few moments, Chad, we're going to be talking about what's been happening this week at the Republican National Convention. We, of course, are now right in the thick of a very interesting political season. How do you think, because I would imagine California is not the only place where you are seeing prices on the rise, any sense of how this sort of thing might affect the bigger debate and discussion about health care in this country right now?
Yeah, I think supporters of the Affordable Care Act will acknowledge the law needs some fixing, that we still have not solved the affordability issues with these premiums and helping people with large deductibles and making sure they can get into the doctor. I mean, I don't think anybody's satisfied with just the never-ending increase in overall, you know, hospital costs, physician costs, and drug prices. So that's kind of unfinished business for backers of the Affordable Care Act, and we need to do more. Certainly opponents of the health law are going to seize on all of these increases, and you have, you know, 40, 60% increases being sought in some other states. They're going to seize on this as, again, the law is failing the average consumer, and it needs to be repealed, and we need to start all over. So both sides will point to this and say, look, this is what we need to do.
Kaiser Health News senior correspondent Chad Terhune, thank you so much.
Thank you.